worst when you're at the corner of I love nature and nature just doesn't love me. Well, the expert pharmacists at Walgreens can help you find solutions, like Allegra, the only allergy relief that's both fast and non-drowsy. It's like calling a truce with Mother Nature. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now at Walgreens, Allegra 30 count is just $17.99 with your Balance Rewards card. Starts working at hour one, applies to first dose only among OTC branded antihistamines. Use as directed.
Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale is ending Sunday. That means Sunday is your last chance to get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale ends Sunday.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
Have you noticed? Things are really moving at your neighborhood QFC. And it's no wonder. You already know that QFC is the best place in town to get low prices on the great food you need every week for you and your family. But here's an added plus you might not know about. Every time you shop, you'll be earning fuel points at the same time, automatically. Save up all those fuel points, and they'll add up to help you save big at the pumps. Actually, it's like saving twice. Once on all the food on your shopping list with low QFC prices, and again on fuel when you rack up those fuel points and save on every gallon at the pumps. So get a move on, grab your shopping list, and see how much you'll save.
Get moving to QFC and save on fresh food. Right now, two 16-ounce cartons of Driscoll strawberries are just $4. And bring home fresh, local Draper Valley chicken. Buy one package of boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the value pack and get one of equal or lesser value free. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
With one click on buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is, including 0% APR limited term financing on a new 2013 Camry or Corolla. Excludes hybrid. Or you can lease a new 2013 Camry LE for $209 a month for 24 months with $2599 due at signing. Or lease a new 2013 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $1839 due at signing. Includes $500 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Lease and financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
You're in your car. You pull into the gas station and a feeling of deja vu hits you. Wasn't I just here? Sure feels like it. But there's an easy solution. You can boost gas mileage with a simple tune-up. A quick stop at AutoZone and you'll have what you need. But wait, didn't you already know that?
Right now at AutoZone, save over 40% on Autolite XP Iridium spark plugs after $1 instant savings and $2 mail-in rebate. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We've got an incident that we're working with. It's on the West Seattle Bridge eastbound approaching 99. It's blocking the two right lanes, really jamming up traffic on the West Seattle Bridge. So if you can avoid it somehow, you should. If not, then expect that drive to take you a lot longer than normal. Northbound I-5 from the middle of the Boeing Field up to the Convention Center, pretty backed up. Also still seeing heavy volumes on both of floating bridges in the eastbound direction approaching the water because of that sun glare.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Looking for a fresh dinner idea? Try delicious roasted or fried chicken from the Fred Meyer Service Deli. Guaranteed hot and ready from 4 to 7 p.m. every day, or it's free. Pick one up for an easy dinner today.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
$1,000 now. And a chance at a European vacation of a lifetime to see Elton John and the Castles of Germany.
Text this word.
And Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. Okay, text the word BOAT. B-O-A-T. Text the word BOAT. Right now to this number, 36500. You must text to 36500. If you text the word BOAT to that number, you will be have a chance to win $1,000 and qualify for the ultimate European vacation grand prize brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And That is that. Now, starting at 9:35 today, text in to win tickets to Spike and the Impalers at Emerald Queen Casino May 4th.
Yep, and that will be when we tell you to our home number here, which is 52309.
Right. And I think that show may sell out, by the way. So if you are looking to purchase tickets and go with friends, hurry, and do that quickly at Ticketmaster. 7 past 8. Human beings are creatures of habit. Some of the ones we establish fall in the bad category, at least that's how we label them. Charles Duhigg is a Harvard Business School grad and investigative reporter for the New York Times. He started researching how habits have shaped many facets of the world we live in, and the resulting publication is The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business. It's a widely read book that has spent many weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm excited to talk to him because... Well, I'm always working on bad habits and trying to make good ones. Charles Duhigg, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing great.
All right. Now, are you do you have something you've done in your life, some habit you've created or overcome that you're most proud of?
You know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about my own habits as a result of reporting this book. The reason why I wanted to write it is that we're kind of living through this golden age of understanding the neurology of habits. What we've learned in the last decade is probably more than we've known throughout history about how habits work. And there's this kind of fundamental insight that researchers have had, which is that every habit has three parts. There's a cue, which is like a trigger for the habit to start. And then a routine, which is the behavior itself.
Uh-huh.
And then finally a reward. And the reward is how your brain learns to remember that habit for the future. And for years when people talked about habits, they always focused on the behavior, on the routine. But what we've learned is that it's really the cues and the rewards that shape how our habits work. And that's how people can change their own habits or how I've changed my habits.
And I was curious if you were chewing your fingernails and smoking while you were saying that answer, because you didn't mention one of your habits.
Well, let me tell you about one that I changed.
Okay.
It's better than... I used to have this bad cookie habit where every afternoon, I'm a reporter of the New York Times, I'd go up to the cafeteria and I'd eat a chocolate chip cookie. And it got so bad that I actually put, like, posters on my monitor to say, you know, don't eat a cookie, and I managed to ignore that every afternoon.
Wow, okay.
So
this was like a vending machine habit, right? A lot of people have this.
It was like a terrible vending machine habit. It like had caused me to gain weight. It was terrible. I felt powerless over it.
So how do the theories in your book help you overcome this habit?
Well, so I asked all the researchers I was talking to, how can I change this habit? And they said, well, first of all, you got to identify the cue, right? And so most cues fall into one of a couple of categories, like a time of day or a certain emotion. And I figured out by taking notes that this cookie urge always struck between 3:15 and 3:45 in the afternoon. It was clearly a time of day was the cue for this habit. And then I had to figure out what the reward was. And so I thought the reward was the cookies because cookies taste good. And the researcher said, no, that's not how rewards work. You got to figure out, like, is it that you're hungry and the cookie's satisfying that hunger, in which case an apple should work, or the burst of energy that you get from eating the sugar, in which case having a cup of coffee should do the trick. So I experimented with different rewards to try and figure out what it is. It only took about a week. And I figured out the reason why I was going up to get that cookie is that in the afternoon in the cafeteria, that's when I would see all of my friends from the Times. We'd talk for 20 or 30 minutes. And it was a socialization. The cookie was kind of just an excuse to socialize. And once I figured that out, I could change the habit. So now every day at about 3:15, I stand up and I look around for someone to go, you know, gossip with, and I walk over to their desk and we gossip for 15 or 20 minutes, and then I walk back to my desk and the cookie urge is totally gone. But it's only because I identified the cue and the reward and I changed the habit.
Interesting.
Really,
all right,
tell us is the secret.
What if we want to create a new habit like exercise?
What you got to do is, first of all, you got to choose a cue, right? Like, and as many as you can to give your brain something to latch onto. Put your running shoes by your bed so you see them when you wake up first thing in the morning. Always go and work out with a group of friends because other people can be a cue. And then when you get back from working out, give yourself a small piece of chocolate or some other reward, a smoothie, a nice long shower.
Or a huge chocolate bunny, solid, not the hollow.
Not the hollow crap. Yeah.
Not a huge one.
Right.
Maybe too big of a cue.
I like this.
But this is counterintuitive, right? Because nobody thinks I'm going to go exercise so I can eat more chocolate. But what studies tell us, what researchers say, is that you might think you want to exercise, but essentially your brain thinks you're a liar at first. It thinks that you don't, that you hate exercise. So in order to develop that habit, you have to give yourself a reward that you genuinely enjoy. They've done this in studies.
Mm.
Now, over time, you'll stop eating the chocolate. Your brain will learn that there's endorphins and endocannabinoids, these neurotransmitters that come from physical activity.
Is there
first, you got to kind of trick yourself.
Is there a kind of a time? Do we know how long you should do something to get it to be a habit? Like, I started working out a year ago, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now it's a given, but I don't know where it evolved into that. I know it was very difficult in the beginning, and now it's quite easy. How long do you have to change your behavior for to change it without it being a problem?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's no magic formula, unfortunately. There's this old wise tale about 21 days. But, you know, if you want to start a habit involving ice cream, you can probably do it in 10 minutes. Exercises, you know, takes a little bit longer. So you can't say how long it's going to take, but what we do know is that because of how neurology works, our neurology, it will get easier over time. On day 3, it's going to be easier than day 1. On day 21, it's going to be easier than day 3. And as you know, at some point, it just starts to feel automatic, right? You don't even have to think about it. It's become a habit.
Now, one of the people I believe you discuss in your book who really knows how to make a habit for other people, like millions of other people, and translate it to monstrous earnings is a local guy and Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. I used to go into Starbucks and just get a coffee. Now I go into Starbucks and I get like 8 different things, and the whole place is such a habit. Were you involved with them in any way, or just reporting on them?
I did a bunch of reporting on them, and I spent some time with Howard Schultz. And you know, this is a guy who thinks about habits a lot, about how to sell to habits, how to recognize consumers' habits, but also how to think about employees' habits. Because companies develop organizational habits the same way that individuals do. And at Starbucks, what they've done is they've thought about how can we give our employees the right habits so they can deliver customer service every single time someone comes into one of our stores. They actually teach their employees willpower habits. One of my favorites is this thing called the latte habit, where you learn this like in your first week of working at Starbucks, that if an irate customer comes in, you're supposed to latte them, which means you listen to their complaint, you acknowledge their complaint, you thank them for complaining.
You put foam all over it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why this is important is because it's kind of stressful when someone comes in and yells at you. But once you learn a habit, once your company teaches you an organizational habit how to respond, it becomes automatic. It's much less stressful. That's really important.
And so the customer ends up feeling good about it, and you've saved a customer, and you've created a whole bunch of future habits of them coming in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And equally importantly, you've helped your employee develop this habit about how to marshal their willpower and deal with a tough situation.
How did toothbrushing become a national habit?
It's interesting. About 100 years ago, almost no one in the United States brushed their teeth. And then this marketer named Claude Hopkins came up with this idea. He told people that film that you feel on your teeth, that they should use that as a cue, that that's a bad thing. And then he changed the recipe of a toothpaste named Pepsodent. He added some mint extract to it so that after people brush their teeth, their gums would tingle and their tongue would tingle. And that became a reward. It made people think that the toothpaste was working.
So he set up, this is the key to your book. Like, he set up a cue. Oh, I feel film on my teeth. That's bad. Then the cure was the habit of brushing your teeth. And then afterwards, you feel a tingle. This is sort of what you started about talking about for all of us, changing habits, right?
Exactly. Exactly. He created a habit. And it's really interesting. You know, within 10 years, almost everyone in the United States was brushing their teeth. Even today, when you brush your teeth and you get that tingle in your mouth, that's not because of the toothpaste. They put chemicals in there to make your gums tingle.
I'm sure they're good for us.
Because they know, yeah, that's how you develop a habit.
Charles, are there any tricks to breaking bad habits in young children who are not quite articulate to express cues and routines and rewards? I have a 4-year-old and Jody's got a 2-year-old. If we see things that our kids are doing that we want to stop, are the rules different for young people?
I've got a four-year-old myself, so you have my sympathies about this. It's tough with a four-year-old. The rules are exactly the same. And on top of it, there's this thing called the golden rule of habit change. It's true for adults, too, which is that it's really hard to extinguish a habit. Instead, what you want to do is you want to change it. And the way that you change a habit is by paying attention to these rewards. So take, for instance, reading. We spent a lot of time with our son trying to develop a reading habit for him. The way you do that is you positively reinforce anytime you see them reading. The kids who develop reading habits are kids who learn how to relax with books. And so, first of all, they need to see you relaxing with a book. And second of all, when you read to them like before bed, you know, when they're naturally relaxing. If you see them sitting there on the floor for 10 minutes with a book, go over and tell them, I'm really proud of the fact that you're looking at this book. Now, most of us don't think about rewarding our kids for like something as small as like sitting with a book. But everything from the studies shows us that when you create positive rewards around small activities, our brain will try and change that small activity into a habit. And so that's really the key. When you notice a behavior that you like, positively reinforce it. And instead of just telling them, you got to stop doing that, give them something new to do. Replace a bad habit with a good one, and it's much more likely to succeed.
The power of habit. What we do, why we do what we do in life and business. Charles Duhigg. Charles, we'll tweet it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page and put it on our website, bobrivers.com, if you guys want to check it out. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. And there he goes. Did you buy all that?
Sure.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the cue. That's what I got from that. You got to figure out a way to get rid of that cue for, you know, whatever you want to change. Like I get up on Fridays, usually from a nap. I look at the clock. It's 4 o'clock. I say, liquor is on sale now, right up the street. It's
at 4 o'clock?
It's your cue. Know? It's happy hour.
Not 4:20. That's right. Something else
yeah,
goes on sale.
Yeah, and my cue or my action is to walk up there, but it's not for the reward of the liquor. He's got it there. It's the socialization because you know – on Friday afternoon.
You're going to meet other drunks.
Other people who are also feeling that cue of it's been a long
Where's
week.
Joe?
And, you know, let's all get together.
Not
and
drunks, but people with cues.
Yeah, people, other cue people.
But for a person of myself, it becomes a bad habit because with that liquor, there are also chicken wings and all these other things. So what you got to change is that cue. You got to figure out a way to distract yourself from when that the initial, you know, part like that initial, you get the salivation of looking at the clock and yeah. going, it's 4 o'clock. It's like when a dog knows he hears the bag rattle of the food that it's dinner time. You know, obviously he's got a habit of eating, but that made sense to me.
Yeah. All right. Was not my kind of pop psychology.
Yeah.
A little too Oprah happy talk for me.
Yeah.
But it was all good. I mean, whatever system works for you.
Well, yeah, it's pop talk to you because breaking habits for you is a personal challenge. It's a non-issue.
Yeah, it was all Oakley Doakley.
Yeah.
My first cue is to get mad at myself.
Right.
Then I will make the habit or change the habit.
But negative reinforcement.
That's probably a terrible book.
Well, you're a stronger person, see?
It's called Slap Yourself. Yeah. The new Bob
Slap
Rivers
Yourself Silly.
Self-help book
oh,
on how to break
bad habits.
Get out
of all
habits.
This positive happy
get
talk.
Get over yourself. The sequel to Slap Yourself.
So, but, you know. But still, I was listening to it going, yeah, I buy all
Well, that's a habit you learned from your father, by the way.
You bet.
Negative reinforcement.
And the cue is I was born.
Texter said, I read his book over the holidays. It was utterly fascinating.
Yeah, I started it, and it is good. But it was funny when I first said, so what habit did you break? And he was like, well, and he couldn't answer the question. He was like, well, I wanted to write this book because of blah, blah, blah. And I just had a picture of him smoking, shooting up,
yeah.
and snorting crack while he was not answering my question.
Another texter says, Pablo did this with dogs. I assume we're talking about Pavlov.
Pavlov.
Yeah. Pavlov's dog.
Pablo's
didn't do
dog.
With dogs.
Pablo's dog just had a siesta all day.
Pablo painted
That's
his dog.
That's hilarious.
Eight legs.
Thank you.
That's all right. Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
I enjoy Meatball's album, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, LaToya Jackson. Don't even know.
20 past 8, Charles Duhigg. The book is a big, big, huge seller, and we'll have a link to it. Wow. Airlines are in the news a lot lately.
Yeah.
Everybody's angry about that. Remember I told you that whole, all those delays were politics and they were being done to make us tweak us all about the sequester?
Mm-hmm.
That hit the news last night, that's exactly what it's being accused of being. I don't really know. And now airlines are, I think they're taking advantage of this time when this other stuff is in the news to jack up change fees. And, you know what? They can do whatever they want. I'm for free enterprise, so I have a hard time getting all irate about it. But U.S. Airways on Wednesday raised their fees. If you have a non-refundable ticket, it's now $200 to change it, which in many cases renders your one-way or whatever worthless.
If you're flying on the West Coast, chances are you're paying less
$200
than that
bucks
anyway.
Or $300 round trip, whatever you're paying. If you want to catch the 5 o'clock flight instead of the 10 o'clock flight, their $200 charge is onerous. However, if you don't like it, go to the other airline. If they all change it, and if you don't like it, tough. Your schedule together. Is that? I mean, do you agree with me? Okay. Well, so I'm not even sure I agree with
you.
I have a hard, proud time with what I just said.
I'm with you, Ben.
I don't know if I, get your schedule together is not an option for people who have things happen. I mean, you know, we recently had family flying across
the country. It's going to cost you to have things happen.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
Your car breaks down. The guy doesn't go, oh, that's not fair that your carburetor needs fixing. I should just give one to you. No, it's going to cost you.
Well, if you've got a family member who's terminally ill like we do and people
come
to town.
Oh, boo-hoo, it's happening all the time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, really.
Even agree with himself. Don't worry about it.
They do hear that every day.
Yeah.
I mean, they hear
and by
that
the way, that'd be the number one lie I would tell.
Well, it is true because every day.
How are they going to check?
It's true, but.
Well, my fear is that everybody will fall into line and make the same horrific change fee.
And if they do?
You know, people will not fly.
Happens and it costs them more money,
An ugly cycle. We got to teach them the hard way.
That's called business, though. That's how business works.
Well, no, business is when somebody says,
I hate myself for saying any of this. I don't agree with any of this, but I'm just telling.
Didn't Southwest, make a ton of hay by saying, we'll never charge you for a bag? They're the exception
and
to that.
Aren't they a profitable airline?
Very much so.
And also no change fees, I don't think, on Southwest.
Will somebody keep their ground and say, we will never charge you because something happened in your life? Because some unforeseen circumstance caused you to have to change your flight, we'll work
with
you.
In which case, we'd have to thank U.S. Airways for providing them with that business opportunity to create a new habit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Find that sunshiny silver lining.
That was the word of the day, but we already said it.
Sunshiny.
I didn't mean it.
Second time. So you can say the word of the day a second time. It just becomes worthless. Wonderful.
I don't know if you guys have ever had to come up with a death certificate for an airline to prove that you bought a last-minute ticket to go home for a funeral, but there's really something terribly dirty about it. Like I had to do that with my grandmother, and yes, I get it. There's a lot of people who would lie to get a discounted flight when it's last minute,
and there's a lot of people who would sell you death certificates on the internet.
They should have them at kiosks at the airport.
So you would have one.
Right. It's just about the things that you have to do when a family member dies, and then imagine the unworthiness of having to be like, yeah, here's the proof my grandmother died.
Well, it's like the Ferris Bueller. Wheel grandma's corpse down here, and we'll get you out of class.
It's true though. Yeah.
What do you think? Texas at 52309. $200 change fee catches on. By the way, typically airline fare increases and fee changes only stick when rivals match. I had watched these creep up to $150 change fee. Remember, it used to be 50.
50 bucks, yeah.
At 50, I thought was unreasonable, but reasonable. I mean, I know it didn't cost you $50. To have someone talk to me for 30 seconds and switch me to a different flight that you already had a seat on anyway, thereby opening up a seat that might cause you to extra sell a ticket. You never know. But at 50, I was perfectly okay. At 100, it was like, oh, geez. At 150, it was like I didn't even realize it because it still had 100 in front of it. At 200, I am outraged.
Yeah, you're boiled. Yeah.
It's 8:25. Got trouble falling asleep? Here's a trick that doesn't involve drugs. Doesn't involve sheep.
Doesn't involve sheep.
You don't have to be able to count either then.
Nope.
Here's a trick to help you fall asleep right after these.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KTR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Follow me, love me.
Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
You got trouble falling asleep, I can tell you one trick that works for sure. Get a comfortable bed. You may be sleeping on a bed that makes it impossible to sleep. If you've had a bed for more than half a dozen years, it's probably getting pretty darn worn out. Well, there's a place that you can take care of that real quick, Sleep Country USA. And if you do it before the end of the weekend, you can still get in on the Interest Free for Three event. 3 years of interest-free financing. Just pay that bed off in full within 36 months with minimum payments required, and you'll be sleeping good on essentially free money. Beautyrest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta Eye Comfort, even the Tempur-Pedics this time qualify for the interest-free for three. If you get a bed before 2 p.m. today, you'll be sleeping peacefully on that tonight. Free same-day delivery, free setup, free removal of your old mattress at every Sleep Country location, and they are all over the Puget Sound area. For the one nearest you, all you have to do is call 1-888-88-SLEEP.
With one click on buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is at buyatoyota.com, including a special lease on a new 2013 Toyota Prius. Now with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. That's zero out of pocket for just $299 a month for 36 months. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. And with every new Toyota, you get Toyota Care 2-year maintenance plus roadside assistance. Don't miss out on this zero out-of-pocket lease on a new 2013 Prius. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
All kids think they were the first to say, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Trader Joe's has the real scoop. This is John Baslin of Trader Joe's. The phrase was invented by college kids. One late night, between cups of coffee, these kids got to talking about ice cream. After some more coffee, they created the now famous phrase that later became a song written by Howard Johnson. Trader Joe's Coffee Bean Blast ice cream is an ode to those kids. Most coffee ice creams have a little coffee flavor. Coffee Bean Blast has intense coffee flavor because it's actually made with coffee, brewed coffee, and bits of finely ground French roast coffee beans. It also has very low overrun. Overrun is the amount of air whipped into ice cream. There's not much air here, so it's richer, thicker, and creamier, perfect for late-night phrase creating. We're selling quarts of Coffee Bean Blast for just $3.99 each every day. This is why people scream for ice cream. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the Jack? Jack, I dated a Jack once.
Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the Triple A guy?
Okay, instead of caped crusader, maybe I should have said...
gentleman in an orange safety vest. But the Triple A guy will fix that flat fast, so you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Tofurky, brunch, buffalo wings. Some of the best flavors in life are blended. At Muckleshoot Bingo, you'll find the bingo you love and more than 400 Vegas-style machines all under one roof. We call it Machingo. Feed your appetite for winning big jackpots with Machingo for everyone 18+, only at Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn. You know you're going to score big when you play Machingo. You won't find it anywhere else, so head on over to Muckleshoot Bingo and start winning today.
At Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn, you don't have to be 21 to win cash prizes. With over 400 Vegas-style machines and world-class bingo under one roof, there are more chances to win for everyone 18 and up. We call it Machingo. Call your friends and make a date to experience Machingo today. Check out MuckleshootBingo.com for info about late-night parties, jackpots, and specials. 400 machines and bingo for everyone 18 plus. Only at Muckleshoot Bingo.
Muckleshoot Bingo, your destination for Machingo.
Well, we're a month into spring, and if it's time to add a little color and style to your yard or patio, your Fred Meyer Garden Center can help. In one easy stop, you'll find gorgeous flowers, patio furniture, planters, lawn decor, and so much more. You'll love the prices, too. And if you're growing veggies, there's a Price Blaster special you won't want to miss. Right now, pick up a 4-pack of veggies for just 79 cents while supplies last. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Don't you want to see it? It's the all-new, redesigned, all-wheel drive 2014 Subaru Forester 2.5i. Now at Walker's Renton Subaru. With more cargo space, improved fuel economy, with 32 highway MPGs and roomier cabin, this super practical small SUV can be found at Walker's Renton Subaru for a super low price of $21,688, less than $22,000. And there are many more Subarus to choose from, like the Subaru Outback, Impreza, BRZ, Legacy, WRX, and more. And see why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru at Exit 2 off 405 in Renton or online at RentonSubaru.com. Walker's Renton Subaru. Is there anywhere else? VINs available at dealer. Forester model EFA01. All prices and vehicles subject to $150 doc fee. See dealer or website for complete details. Ends April 30th, 2013.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center on the West Seattle Bridge eastbound, approaching 99, still working with that accident, blocking the two right lanes, but we do have tow trucks on the scene, so hopefully it'll be clearing out here shortly. But again, that's eastbound on the West Seattle Bridge just before 99. That accident really messing up traffic at the moment. We're also seeing pretty heavy volumes northbound 405 through the S-curves, southbound 405 approaching 522, really darn slow, and then all the way through Kirkland, lots of heavy volumes through there as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Home Street Bank.
When you think of Home Street Bank, what do you think of? That's right, Sounders and Seahawks. If you're wondering why, it's because Home Street Bank is now the official bank of the Sounders and Seahawks. That's why there's no place like Home Street Bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A simple fall asleep trick that does not involve drugs. Put on socks. Science says when you are about to fall asleep, your body redirects more blood to your hands and feet. Once they're warm, your blood starts circulating around the rest of your body, making it easier for you to fall asleep. So if you warm your hands and feet sooner, so mittens and socks, you would theoretically fall asleep a little faster.
Wow. If you hate socks, a hot water bottle will do.
I could never sleep if something was on my feet. Never. I mean, it's maybe it's just what I've learned and how I've evolved over the years, but if I've got shoes or socks on, no way.
Put a Snickers bar on your foot at 3 p.m. every day. That'll work. All right. It's a silly tip. It might work for somebody.
It might work.
What long-standing tradition is ending? And you'll be surprised at first until you hear the reason why. Hawaiian Tropic, been known for two things, tanning oil and beauty pageants. Remember the Hawaiian Tropic girls?
Miss Hawaiian Tropic,
you bet. They would always show up at bar promotions and things.
Institution, man.
They are ending their bikini contest. In fact, the last one was 2012. They will no longer have the Hawaiian Tropics pageant. Because it sounds like a sad thing, maybe that tanning lotion is going out of style or whatever, but guess why they're doing it? I'll bet Jody can guess.
Because those pageants were really just like a bunch of Hooters waitresses piled into a bus?
Was it deemed sexist, is what she's saying, yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it turns out, they realized that their target audience was females. And females hated bikini girls, Hooters girls, piled into a bus. So they were actually damaging their brand to the people who make the decision. Because guess what? guys don't make the tanning butter decision. When it comes to the tanning butter purchase,
you use what's in the house.
Use right. whatever she bought.
Right. That's right.
And you ain't selling her tanning butter with the loose bikini sluts.
Hard bodies.
It's funny that you're calling it tanning butter. Is that like what you've called it your whole life? Or you
I kind of have. It's tanning oil or sunscreen.
Suntan lotion.
A little of both.
I'm going to start calling it butter, though, from now on.
Tanning butter. Yeah. Wow, and I think you see those girls. It feels like tanning
butter.
That's
the top end stuff. I think they've eliminated like oil, though, from the whole.
They don't say oil anymore because oil, it turns out, is what you make gasoline out of and put in your car.
Deemed an unhealthy image of oil.
So the Hawaiian Tropic ads are, they're focusing on Facebook, social networking, and they shut down the in fact, they basically said it's sort of a throwback to the Mad Men era when advertisers aimed everything at men. They just said it, men, manly
right.
men.
We were the decision makers, the breadwinners, the spenders.
It was believed that man made the decision. Honey, don't buy that, buy the other one. Because they have hot bikini models.
Yeah, but this isn't the only product that is marketed for women and sold in a weird woman way.
What others?
For instance, take lipstick.
Right.
You know, lip balm. They do these close-ups on women's mouths and how they're using the lip balm. And it's like, who's that for? I mean, you know.
So that doesn't appeal to you, but doesn't that appeal to some women who want to think they're that sexy? See, I think no women want to... Like, no women are going to be impressed by a bar chick. But I do think, maybe I'm wrong, that sexy women in ads do appeal to some women if they think it could be them.
I'm not turned off by it. I'm not that, you know, marching feminist to be like, you better stop zooming in.
Right.
But it always seemed odd.
Plus, you're not a huge lipstick target demo.
I wear a lot of lipstick when it's not 4 a.m.
But you wear it. But, I mean, you're not...
You don't slap it on like J.P. Patches.
Certainly not. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not vain enough to care what you guys
think. You're not a heavy consumer.
No. But
all beauty products like hair, I mean, the hair ads are all these flowing, windblown, the lipstick, the mascara. All those are sexy ads.
Designed for you.
Because can't you see yourself and don't you envision yourself as that windblown?
Well, there's a difference between like sexy woman and zoom in on the lips,
right,
like focus,
right,
which is
right.
overtly sexual. I mean, attractive woman
Overt?
Hair is one thing, but like, look
I was
at me.
Turned on by the phrase windblown, by the way.
Thank you.
Look at me like jamming stuff in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's not for women.
All right. 8:38. Joe, you're very quiet about windblown women.
I got no problem with windblown women.
I didn't say you had a problem. These sexy ads, do they work
well,
on
I don't think a lipless lipstick model would be good. I think, you know, I mean, I think you
just
need,
draw them on.
Yeah, I think you need, you know, I think they're using people with luscious-looking lips. You know,
I can have them, too.
I think women even respond to beautiful women in ads. I think beautiful women sell you stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but you
I
know,
can't imagine that women in tanning butter wouldn't want to be that girl in the bikini. It seems like it falls in the same mentality as the hair care and the lipstick
well,
and the
let's
mascara.
Face it. If you're selling people getting skin cancer for a living, you're facing tougher times and you have to blame somebody. So out go the bikini
the babes.
Girl. 8:39 and our comedian guest is in the studio. Oh, it's good to see you again. Yeah. This is his favorite song. Oh, Dave, now I got to get this right. Coulier.
Coulier.
Got it. All right. Yeah. We went through this last time, and the problem
it's
is
cool.
I never remember.
Yeah.
Dave Coulier is a comic and supremely talented voice guy, but people all over the world, of course, recognize you because you spent 8 seasons playing Joey on Full House. A sitcom that lives on in syndication many years. Do you feel a little like Gilligan, actually?
I do. Yeah. Yes, little buddy. I do.
Skipper!
Do you know, like, do you know when you're on during the day? Do you know?
Well, it's currently on, I counted the other day because I went to my TiVo and just did a Full House search, and it's on 14
that,
times
yeah.
a day
That's
now.
It's like Googling yourself on your TV.
Yeah, I know. 14 times a day on 2 different networks. And we just got picked up on TBS and Nickelodeon for September.
Wow.
So a whole new syndication run for Full House.
In recent cartoons, you've been the voice of Ronald Reagan or even Felix the Cat.
Dead Ronald Reagan now on China, Illinois on Adult Swim.
Do they feel the need to tell kids he's dead?
Yes, because he invents a time machine and he wants to come back and hang out with, he's been hanging out with cool dead people. Now he wants to come out and hang with,
oh, that's nice.
With really cool.
Is he cooler now that he's been hanging out with the cool dead people?
I mean, I think so. He's cooler, but he's very maniacal. He's really kind of an evil guy in this show that I'm doing, China, Illinois.
Does he sound any different dead?
Well, no, he sounds the same. But I'm also doing the voice of God, which is Matthew McConaughey.
Wow, it's your God and Reagan.
Yeah,
the Republicans, there's two gods. You're both of them.
I know. And then I realized, I started doing that Texas twang like Matthew McConaughey, and I realized it just sounds like Bill Clinton.
Does it?
It is. And Matthew McConaughey, I mean, he's a leading man that ladies love because he's going to take that shirt off.
Every time.
Oh, yeah, because he's too. Matthew McConaughey. Hey, my shirt's off. Look at that, girls. I am Jack Nipolis right now. Look at that. And then I realized you could give those same lines to Bill Clinton. And be
right?
Like, hey, I just took my shirt off. I'm Jack Nipolis. Yeah, I did not have relations with that woman. That was Matthew McConaughey with his shirt off over there. Yeah.
Neat.
Would you ever take a gig for the Republican Party? I can imagine them.
If they asked him to be Reagan,
a convention where Reagan would speak on high to the masses at the convention.
Well, enough money, he would, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You mean I'd have to dress up like Ronald Reagan,
or maybe just be the all voice of Ronnie, Saint Ronnie, coming over the loudspeakers?
Would I have to go home with Nancy? That's the only thing.
Yeah. Would I have to go negotiate your own deals, brother? Whatever gets you signed.
Lady in the streets, Dave.
By the way, I love
your Reagan impression. I've always liked Reagan as someone to do impressions of, but you have a very warm, friendly Reagan, and it's very authentic too.
That's why he's evil.
Right, because he's warm and friendly.
Because he's warm. He invites you into the lair, and then, well, he'll have his way with you.
So on this cartoon, how does he embody his evil?
He comes back from the dead with this time machine that he invents, and then he just comes back, and people who have said bad things about him or have done bad things in his name, he comes back, and he's got revenge to get all these people. So he comes back. In one of the characters in China, Illinois, the character, when he's a little kid, enters a talent contest and does an impression of Reagan where he just says, "I love smelling farts and I poop my pants." And Ronald doesn't like that, so he comes back from the dead and, really wreaks havoc on this kid who's now a grown man.
All right. And I assume this cartoon is on...
It's on Adult Swim.
Saturday mornings at 8:30.
Nope.
No,
not a bit.
Yes.
Hey, what is it that adults started having cartoons geared to them? That's a modern times phenomenon.
Because
there was nothing like that when we were kids.
Yeah. Our world is filthy.
Is it because we loved cartoons so much when we were a kid that we love seeing them be bad?
I think so. I think we're really, certainly me. I was the cartoon generation of Bullwinkle and the Jetsons and all the Warner Brothers stuff, and I think. I think that now there's kind of an added layer of, after South Park came out, the game kind of changed.
South Park opened the door.
It really opened the door to
Simpsons too.
To a different brand of humor. But South Park, they could be dirty, Right. And so it's so well written and so well crafted though that they kind of combined, that writing genius with a real cynical, filthy edge.
South Park, Simpsons, Family Guy, boom, you have a whole genre.
Yeah.
So now you're touring, you're doing comedy on the road, and this weekend you're at Laughs. Are you doing a show today?
I have a show tonight, two tomorrow, and two on Saturday.
So you can go out on Thursday night and see.
You can go on Thursday.
See Dave at 8:30.
And it's a clean show. It's not an episode of Full House. So, it's my brand of humor, unlike
You have to
Bob
keep differentiating yourself from Bob Saget, because...
Who is my filthy Jewish sister, yes. Yeah. And
that's as dirty as you get right there, right? That was it.
That's about it, yeah. But, I don't hurl F-bombs, and like I said, though, it's not a G-rated show. It's my spin, my kind of comedy. But, when I was starting out in stand-up, the goal was to get on The Tonight Show, and I never kind of left that brand.
So from
humor.
The beginning, you weren't thinking, how can I make drunk people laugh in a bar and pay attention to me? You were thinking, how can I get on The Tonight Show?
Well, it was
drunk
always,
people in a bar react to that?
It was, yes, how do I make these drunk people laugh in a club and get on the tonight
and,
show?
You need to do both, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so you always had to have a clean set in your back pocket.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now you play harmonica, I heard.
I do. I was talking to Pedro. Where is he?
Pedro's in the back
there. He's in this room.
He's in the other room.
We hide him.
And we started talking, and I said, last time I was here, there was a band that was also on the show, and they had all their instruments, and they were playing out there in the little waiting room just outside the studio here. And I was talking about that, and then we started talking music, and he asked me one of my favorite songs was. I said, Communication Breakdown. And then we started talking, and he said, we have a band here, blah, 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 and we had a harp player. And I said, oh, I play harp. I've played with Blues Traveler and John Popper and, all kinds of different bands and people from all walks of life. And he said, oh, Lee Oscar is a guest on the show. He lives here. He's from here. And I said, I only play Lee Oscar harmonicas.
Cool.
And so,
by the way,
said,
Lee Oscar drives off the road every time he's listening and someone says that, which is often.
Really?
Oh, you know who else said it? Blues Brother.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd was here.
And he plays Lee Oscar.
In fact, I put him on the spot. I said, what kind of harmonica do you play? Figuring, oh, if it's bad, Lee's going to have a heart attack.
I play a Hohner Marine Band.
Yeah.
And where went, am I? I'm
Lee Oscar and Lee like was beaming all day. He was so proud of his. He worked hard to make them the best quality
they are.
They're
great. They're the best harmonicas in the world. And,
well, Lee may even be listening right now.
Well, I hope so.
Would you
I'm
like to play something for him?
I would, yeah. You want me to just start riffing here?
Yeah, riff a little on the Lee Oscar harmonica. All right. That's beautiful, but you know what's missing? Is reverb. You got to have some reverb. Hold on. You can put it over there.
Oh, okay.
Just stand over there.
We got a real live.
So I get to change mics here now?
You're going to change mics.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, because you can't.
Joan Rivers at the Emmys.
Going over to the reverb.
Going over to the verb.
Okay.
All right, let's try again.
Oops, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Right.
Major chops.
Yeah, that's great. That. Hey, folks, if you just tuned in, come see the harmonica show at Laughs tonight at 8:30.
Dave Coulier, amazing player.
I do play in my shows.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Okay. I do.
I want to show you something here real quick, Dave. This is me in the middle of harmonica worlds colliding. That's Lee Oscar and John Popper.
Wow.
And I'm in the middle playing cowbell. John Popper lives here, too.
Does he really?
Yeah, I think there's something about the moisture in the air or something. Harmonica players love it.
I don't know. I played with John in Baltimore. He was at a club, and, I said, hey, I got my harps. Can I come on up? And, of course, he's got that chromatic, that's all duct taped to a mic and this giant blaster, and I'm like, I got my little Lee Oscar key of C. Can I play with you? And we had a great time.
Oh, that's wonderful. He's a nice guy. So, hey, listen, you're an interesting comic. You lead a very varied life. Most comics don't. Most comics, you know what I'm talking about. I even have a son who's driving around the country, doing shows.
Oh, really?
And it's like Mike Birbiglia is the life he's living. You play harmonica. You've jammed with the greats. You have been on a big television show. You are a pilot.
I am a pilot, yeah.
You play ice hockey. You're in an animated series. I mean, are you in some secret way about to crack like most comics, or are you actually this well-balanced and comfortable?
Well, I'm from the Midwest, and my dad was a blue-collar Chrysler guy, and, that's really all I know. That's my operating system. I grew up in a working-class town, Detroit, and... that's really all I know.
What did your dad do again?
My dad worked at Chrysler.
So he's a car. Was he a manufacturer?
Guy. Line,
he was a
guy?
Car guy. No, he was a plant supervisor at the Outer Drive plant.
Wow.
Did he think you doing comedy or even getting into acting was some kind of crazy, dangerous thing for you to do?
Yeah, he saw me when I was first starting out in Detroit. He came to Windsor, Canada, across the Detroit River with me one night. He said, I'm going to go with you to one of these shows. So we went, and he stood in the back. He wouldn't sit in the audience, and he sat there drinking coffee by the coffee machine in the back. And I got a standing ovation, and I was so proud. And we're driving home, and he doesn't say anything in the car. And we cross the Windsor Tunnel, and we get into the U.S., and we're driving on the freeway, and he doesn't see anything. And finally, I can't take it anymore. God. I'm like, Dad, what'd you think? And he just goes, you need a gimmick, Dave. You need something. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, you know, he said, Groucho had the cigar and Jack Benny had the violin. I said, do you mean a prop? He goes, no, you need a lot more than that. But that's my dad's. Yeah. And then I did the Tonight Show.
And you got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
So you want your dad to go, I was so proud. My son got a standing ovation. Who knew you were this good?
But then I did the Tonight Show a few years later, my first time. And Johnny Carson was hosting. And that was a big deal. Back then, there were no other shows.
Oh, you're not old enough for that. How old are you?
Never
mind. Don't answer.
Yeah, 53.
You're
proudly 53. You're not supposed to say your name.
So
when you're
you were
in show
at the end of Johnny's run. I mean, if you're only 53, when did Johnny go off?
I don't know when
it was
he
like
went
88,
off here,
89.
But, yeah. But you know, that was a big deal back then because you knew everybody in show business was going to be watching you,
right.
And everybody in your family, in life, and your friends. And so I did the Tonight Show, and the next day I'm just waiting for the call from my family, and my mom called my brother and my sisters, and it was great. My dad, you know, where's dad? He's in the backyard raking leaves. Could you go get him?
I just did the math, by the way. You were about 25, 26, 27, somewhere in
I
there.
I was 24 years old when I did the Tonight Show for the first time.
Wow, you're 24 years old, you're on the Tonight Show. That's monstrous.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And
do you remember any joke you told that night?
I said my dad wears like plaid pants with a polka dot shirt. He looks like a trout lure.
Yeah. It's weird that he
okay,
wouldn't
and
watch.
Now this is significant. So now you're waiting to hear what
that
your dad
of
thought
jokes,
of
yeah.
the show.
But my dad did dress like that back in the day, you know. Uh-huh. Nothing ever matched. And I said, sometimes, you know, we'll go on a boat and we'll just throw him overboard and just go, Dad, have at it. So he gets on the phone and I go, hey, Dad, how's it going? Good, good. I've got a lot of leaves, man. A lot of leaves out there. I said, so what'd you think? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. I go, well, about, you know, the Tonight Show. Pretty good, pretty good. When are you going back? Did they say anything? And I said, well, I don't know. And he goes, oh. They didn't tell you when you're coming back. Did you smart off?
Yeah, you blew it.
And I said, I didn't smart off. What do you mean? He goes, you must have said something there. He would have invited you back.
Oh.
But that was my dad. You know? Chrysler guy, and he didn't understand show business. Now he he goes to the same restaurant every day. He's tons of pictures. Can you get a picture? And he always goes, sign it Dave Coulier. And I'm like, well, what else would I sign on there, Dad?
Mark Johnson.
Here, this is to Tina. I'll tell you what, she's a good-looking gal, new waitress at the restaurant with me and Uncle Don go there. And
he's how you're so grounded.
He is.
Yeah, I can see that now. You love him. You wouldn't want him to be any different. You wouldn't want him to be gushing over you.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Not
That's
at all.
So cool. You're interesting.
Oh, thanks.
When you come back next time, come back. I want to talk about you being a pilot.
I would love to.
And
My son's a pilot as well. He's graduating from Aeronautical University next weekend. So,
Are you like your dad to your son? Did you tell him that like we wouldn't be impressed with anything he does?
Not at all. No.
Just stick the landing?
No, I'm straight up with my son, but, you know, my dad taught me a lot of lessons of what not to do.
Folks, he's great. Go see Dave Coulier at Laughs all weekend long. I'm going to try and come out, too.
That'd be great.
It's great
Please
to
do.
See you. All right, 8:54. When we come back, a network game show that goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center on the West Seattle Bridge, eastbound, approaching 99. Still working with that accident, blocking the two right lanes, but we do have tow trucks on the scene, so hopefully it'll be clearing out here shortly. But again, that's eastbound on the West Seattle Bridge, just before 99. That accident really messing up traffic at the moment. We're also seeing pretty heavy volumes northbound 405 through the S-curves. Southbound 405 approaching 522, really darn slow. And then all the way through Kirkland, lots of heavy volumes through there as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission tortilla chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft tortillas.
iHeartRadio salutes the newest inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Heart. Randy Newman, Public Enemy. Producer Lou Adler. Rush. Producer Quincy Jones. Donna Summer. Their music was made on the radio. iHeartRadio features 1,500 live stations, music stations you create with your favorite artists, and stations perfect for any mood or activity. It's all free at iHeartRadio.com.
Every single day, Goodwill puts over 100,000 items out in our stores around Puget Sound. That's a lot of treasure hunting opportunities for our shoppers. But when you come into one of our stores and you spot that perfectly good KitchenAid blender someone couldn't use anymore at a price that's perfectly insane, you may not know how important it is that you snapped it up. Last year, the sales in our stores helped us help nearly 6,300 people make a better life through our adult education and job training programs. And that blender helped Goodwill recycle over 35 million pounds of goods. So you didn't just buy a blender. You made a difference. Shop at Goodwill. You never know what you'll find, but you'll find it's rewarding in more ways than one. Goodwill. Because jobs change lives.
It's spring cleaning time, the perfect opportunity to donate your gently used items to Seattle Goodwill. You'll have a clean closet, and Goodwill will help people find and keep jobs.
For those times when that runaway mattress turns I-5 into a parking lot, you'll be stress-free in the NASA-inspired zero-gravity front-row seats of the all-new Nissan Altima. When gas prices skyrocket again, you'll be flying high with Altima's outstanding 38 mpg highway. And those times when streaming Pandora turns a trip to the store into a raging rock concert. It's all these times and all those things that make Nissan Altima the best choice. Lease for just $199 per month. Shop at your local Nissan store or choose Nissan.com. Offer ends April 30th. It's times like these. You ought to see Nissan Altima for yourself. Innovation that excites. For well-qualified lessees, $19.99 initial payment on Altima for 36 months. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate 38 mpg highway for Altima 2.5S. Pandora is a registered trademark of Pandora Media, Inc. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 4-30-13.
Did you know April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month? It's true. And visiting your dentist can be your first line of defense in early detection. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
It rose up out of the asphalt, pointing to the sky. Its razor-sharp point could have slayed a dragon. It was like a dagger, like a...
It looks like you just ran over a nail. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Duly noted.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Free money here. Anybody want free money? Then you gotta check out Washington's ClaimYourCash.org website.
Take it from me, the cash man. It's no gimmick. There's literally millions of dollars for millions of people in Washington who don't even know it. ClaimYourCash.org is where your forgotten money goes. Moolah from bank accounts, deposits, stuff like that. Wads and wads of dough are waiting to be claimed. Chances are you'll find money for you or someone you know, but better for you. Do yourself a favor. Go to ClaimYourCash.org to find your unclaimed money. That's ClaimYourCash.org.
I think it's time we get a new TV, and I want one that has a really good picture.
Okay, have you thought about which brand?
Yeah, I like the look of the Samsungs, and they get good ratings in the magazines.
How about some internet, like Netflix and Pandora?
That would be neat.
Sounds like you want a new ES6100 model from Samsung, which is one of their best sellers. It's got their super thin cabinet and a fast motion panel, and their new internet with Wi-Fi.
Great, what size?
40 inches up to 60 inches.
Okay, so now where to buy?
Well, nobody is lower than Video Only on the Samsung's ES6100s, and I've looked all over.
Really? Nobody?
Nope. You can waste your time looking, but Video Only has the hot prices on Samsung.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Allergy season's at its worst when you're at the corner of I love nature and nature just doesn't love me. Well, the expert pharmacists at Walgreens can help you find solutions. Like Allegra, the only allergy relief that's both fast and non-drowsy. It's like calling a truce with Mother Nature. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now at Walgreens, Allegra 30 count is just $17.99 with your balance rewards card. Starts working at hour one, applies to first dose only among OTC branded antihistamines. Use as directed.
Seattle's coming up against LA, Vancouver, Portland, and Rail Salt Lake. Four epic battles, four times the intensity, rave green blood and rave green sweat. It's us versus them. 60,000 strong and 90 minutes long. The Sounders FC 4-match pack, just $15 per match. Get yours at soundersfc.com or by calling 877-MLS-GOLD.
With one click on buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is, including 0% APR limited term financing on a new 2013 Camry or Corolla. Excludes hybrid. Or you can lease a new 2013 Camry LE for $209 a month for 24 months with $25.99 due at signing. Or lease a new 2013 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $18.39 due at signing. Includes $500 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Lease and financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we are working with the cleared up collision on the West Seattle Bridge eastbound near 99. The traffic, though, having a hard time clearing up through there. Northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill, a bit crowded there, while southbound 405 is backed up from 527 all the way into Kirkland. Southbound I-5 also pretty jammed up approaching State Route 104. No reports of incidents through there, but a little bit of slow driving.
This traffic report is brought to you by Seattle Sounders FC.
A Sounders FC 4-match pack guarantees you a seat to four of the biggest matches of the season for just $60. Join a crowd of 60,000 watching the Rave Green take on the Portland Timbers, Vancouver Whitecaps, Real Salt Lake, and the LA Galaxy. Now at soundersfc.com.